The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went up the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of the Lord. In every great movie or stage play, there must be both leading actors as well as a supporting cast, secondary actors. There must not only be the star, but there must also be planets that revolve around the star to create the solar system of a great movie or a great play. As the U.S. presidential election comes to a close, people are paying attention not only to the star of the party platform, the presidential candidate, but also to the supporting actor or actress, the vice presidential candidate. Many Catholic churches have a star, the pastor, and a supporting actor, the associate pastor. Remind Father Daniel about his role, okay? So he doesn't outshine his pastor. Today we celebrate the feast of Saints Simon and Jude, whom we might think of as the supporting actors, the secondary roles. Standing in the shadow of the leading apostles, Peter and Paul. While that may be true, that attitude also misses something very monumental in the spiritual life. Namely, the real star is Jesus. And next to him, we are all his supporting cast, his secondary actors. Jesus is the Son, spelled S-O-N, at the center of the spiritual solar system. And we, all of us, are planets that revolve around him, presidents and vice presidents, pastors and associates, major apostles and minor apostles. He is the star. We are the supporting cast. Maybe an analogy will help to drive this point home. One day, Scott Hahn tells the story of going out for a jog around his neighborhood. And he ran by a house where a man was mowing his front lawn. Running around the yard was the man's little son, maybe 7 or 8 years old, playing with his own toy mower. But clearly the kid was annoying the father and getting in his way. Well, Scott Hahn decided to make a loop around the neighborhood, and when he came back around the block, he saw the father's surprising solution. The man had scooped his son up into his right arm and was guiding the mower with his left arm. And the little boy had both hands, his both hands on the real mower, and a huge smile on his face. Why? Because the little guy thought he was actually mowing the lawn with the adult-sized mower. That is how God's grace works in our lives, and why Jesus is the star and we are all his supporting cast. But he lets us think we are the star. Not much is known about Saints Simon and Jude. After all, they're only supporting actors, so who cares? But here are a few fun facts about them anyway. They are both mentioned in the list of the 12 apostles, as we read in today's gospel from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. St. Jude does have two other notable appearances in the New Testament. In John chapter 14, verse 22, St. Jude asks Jesus a very important question at the Last Supper, which provides the Lord the perfect opportunity for a profound reply. And a very short letter is attributed to Jude in the New Testament. Right before the last book of Revelation comes the letter of St. Jude. It has only one chapter. Both Simon and Jude were sent to preach and teach and to die as martyrs in Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia would be modern-day Syria and Iraq. According to tradition, St. Simon was actually sawn in half by a huge saw. And therefore, his images are often depicted with him carrying a saw. And that, by the way, is why he is the patron saint of lumberjacks. Believe it or not. Isn't it great being a Catholic? My friends, maybe Simon and Jude can help us to reevaluate our roles in life, in our families, in our church, in our workplace, in our larger community. How so? Well, sometimes we feel discouraged when we are relegated to the secondary or supporting actor's role in some organization. We don't get to be the star. We may feel jealousy or envy towards someone else who stands in the limelight. We feel snubbed because we did not get to be the leading actor. We feel like we're always the bridesmaid and never the bride. When we feel like that, ask for the prayers of Saints Simon and Jude, who stood in the very long shadows cast by Saints Peter and Paul. But Saint Simon and Jude will also remind us who the real star is. It is the Son at the center of the universe, from whom we all receive our light and love, namely Jesus Christ. Jesus alone is the leading actor in the drama of human history, and we are all but his supporting cast. No matter how prominent or how pithy our particular role on the world stage, he carries us in one arm, while he carries the cross with the other arm, and lets us believe we are making a big contribution in the Christian life. He lets us think we are the real stars because he likes to see us smile. Praised be Jesus Christ.